And welcome now to the midday for a Wednesday. I'm Norman Gilliland. Quiz question still not in sight, but I think it will be forming directly. And, of course, we'll be sharing that, as always, in a timely fashion. We'll give away a prize to somebody, too, just before 1 o'clock, as usual. We have a treat in some living composers. We don't get a lot of those here, but we have not one, not two, not three, but four of them, all of them with University of Wisconsin connections, I believe, right? All of you are alumni of the UW going back the last 25 years or so in some cases. And welcome. We'll start with Andrew Rindfleisch. And,
yes.
You have, first I should mention, okay, just hold that thought, that you're all in town for this performance tomorrow night. That's November 5th, Thursday, Mills Hall. It's a free concert with the Wisconsin Brass Quintet and the Woodwind Quintet and students of Friends of the School of Music. And part of that celebration, I guess you could call it, would be music by all four of you in this concert that's taking place tomorrow night. So we'll get some kind of insights, not just into that concert, but into the kind of thing that you've been doing since you left the UW. And so, now, back to you, Andrew. We're going to start with a fanfare. This comes from a CD of yours called In the Zone. That's a kind of a musical term. I've heard that used by composers and performers before.
Yes, well, this music you're going to play in just a second is actually, that's the title track of the CD. The piece is In the Zone. It's a tuba piece, and that piece is going to be performed tomorrow night by the Wisconsin Brass Quintet. And this is the first movement, entitled Introitus. In the Zone is a kind of reverent nod to the Renaissance musical form, the canzone. So this piece uses all of those kinds of Renaissance, kinds of imitation, counterpoint, polyphony. In this case, though, kind of ramped up and intensified to sort of meet the modern-day brass quintet ensemble.
I thought you were going to go there. Okay, well, let's see what this fanfare sounds like from In the Zone. And performing is the Meridian Arts Ensemble. There you have the fanfare beginning of In the Zone, a two-movement suite by one of the four composers we have in our midday studio today. His name is Andrew Rindfleisch, and he's here with his cohorts to celebrate music of composers who have UW-Madison connections, and one of them, the second one we'll be hearing from, is Paula Matheson.
Hello.
And how was your UW experience?
I had a wonderful time here. I really, and it's great to be back and to see people and see former teachers. And a lot of the people I worked with while I was here as a student, I've continued to work with and maintain very close musical connections with.
That's one of the nice things about the musical life, I suppose, is there is a network, I mean, of students, teachers, fellow performers all around the country, in fact, around the world.
Certainly. And we certainly, musicians tend to travel a lot, too, so you always run into people who kind of have these connections, which kind of relates to the piece that you have.
Thank you for the segue. So what do I have?
It's a piece called In Absentia. And with it, I was thinking a lot about what it means to say goodbye to a city, in a way. And what you have in it is a very, very simple line shared between the violin and the piano. Though the piano is bowing and plucking, and there's these miniature electronics inside the piano.
The piano is bowing and plucking?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the strings.
What's the violin doing?
Bowing.
Okay.
But this very simple line gets picked up by electronics that are sort of hidden inside the piano. And so there's that weird and intriguing way of things being embodied but not being embodied. And on this particular track, it's performed by Todd Reynolds and Yvonne Troxler.
And they are embodied.
Yes.
And so what's it called then?
In Absentia.
Thank you.
It's called In Absentia because there is this kind of sense of disembodiment, isn't there?
A little bit, but also, yeah, just the sort of, things being sort of slightly removed from where they are and getting picked up and moved around in ways that you don't necessarily expect.
So with a piece like that, though, Paula, what's the ideal listening situation?
Unamplified and in a room where in some ways and what you don't hear in this recording, which is optional, is that there are people who sometimes ring glasses. They rub them to get that very pure, sustained tone.
Yes, my wife is always taking issue with me doing that in restaurants.
I can't resist. as a way of doing that, to sort of then take, because you have a line that gets initially played by the violin, but then all of a sudden you hear it sustained inside the body of the piano, and then that eventually comes out and gets picked up in the space by these wine glasses, too. So you have this sort of kind of gradual kind of filling in, but through these very sort of kind of sustained tones that are hard to localize where they actually are in the space.
Well, that sounds like, and this is on the program tomorrow night, is it?
No.
The piece
the program tomorrow night is has not yet been recorded, so it's very.
I thought you were going to say has not yet been written, and there's a little bit of
history.
I wouldn't
be here right now if that was the case.
That's probably true. That brings us to the third of our four composers visiting, alumni of the UW-Madison School of Music, and that's Kevin Ernst. And welcome to the Midday.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
And what have you brought for us to listen to?
I brought a piece. This is a piece that will be shared in its entirety on the concert you mentioned. It's a piece called Numina for flute, viola, harp, the traditional Debussy trio. This is a performance by a group called Janus Trio.
Sure.
They're no longer actually playing together, so I was it was a real pleasure to have the opportunity to write for them. Astounding group of players, and there's some unusual techniques in this piece that required a real openness. I asked them to sing. I asked them to, the harpist and the violist actually bow the harp at different times during the piece. There are e-bows that are used, the lowest 11 strings on the harp have
really?
A metal core on them that responds to a magnet. The part that I'm going to play for you, though, however, has none of that, so we'll leave that to the show.
Mm-hmm.
The piece is in two parts, and I hesitate to say this on this sunny day, but it was a response to what I perceived as a moral bankruptcy in the Catholic Church at the time around the abuse of children and their inability to kind of stand up on what I thought was the most basic moral question. And so there are the two parts of the piece responding to that. The first one is called Pray. That's what we'll hear now, P-R-A-Y, and the second movement is called Pray, P-R-E-Y.
Well, that's a play on words.
Thank you.
The name of the piece, Newman, and it's by one of my four composer guests today, Kevin Ernst. And I would have to say that atmosphere seems to be really what it's primarily about. I mean, I'm looking at Paula Matheson. We just heard, you know, her piece, and yours, Kevin. They really draw you into this world. What would you like people to... I'm not sure I've ever asked a composer this. Well, in any one of the four of you can answer this. What would you like people to be thinking about when they listen to your music?
I think there's a certain intimacy of attention that I want to have happen, particularly in the first part of this. The piece kind of starts to come apart. There's electronics in it. The roles of the instruments start coming apart, too. As I said, they start kind of playing each other's instruments, and it becomes almost ritualized around the harp. They face the harp and sing to it, and then eventually, sort of echoing the Latin Mass, they face away. So there's a kind of a longer drama, which for me requires that drawn-out attention. The music that we just heard at the end just does exactly as you heard. It just kind of stops. So the music isn't really about going anywhere as much as you say, I think, this atmosphere that we're in, an atmosphere of attention.
And that brings us to Jeffrey Stadelman. Welcome to the Midday.
Thank you.
The tallest of our four composers.
Yeah, there's no question about that.
And sorry for making that particular irrelevant distinction. But you have also brought a piece. And what can you tell us about what we'll be hearing now and during the concert tomorrow?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought I would choose a piece to play today that is very contrasting with what will be heard tomorrow. The piece tomorrow is for the Wind Quintet. It's a brand new piece. It will be receiving its world premiere. And I sometimes think of the music that I write as breaking down into two different manners, or not so much styles, but ways that I have approaching the compositional process. And one being a very kind of rational and planned, even rigorous kind of approach to marshaling the materials that I work out. And so in the piece for Wind Quintet, which is called Enticement Canons, that will be heard tomorrow, there's a lot of melodic writing, but it's in what we call a canonic form, so that there's a lot of imitation of exact materials being played at different intervals, both pitch intervals and time intervals. The piece, though, that that's going to be played now, or a bit of it, is called Messenger. It's a piece for full orchestra that I wrote in 2010 and 11, and this is the middle section. And the manner in which I wrote this piece is very contrasting, I guess, to this Wingre Quintet piece. And it's much more intuitive in the way I wrote it. It's much more giving in, you might say, to thoughts, musical thoughts that occur to me in the moment. So it's almost improvisational, you might say. And as I say, very contrasting with the rigorous approach of the piece tomorrow night. And if I could say one other thing, it's this piece, Messenger. One normally doesn't think about you know, improvising with an orchestra.
Especially it could be a little unwieldy.
Yeah. Right, especially one this size, which has triple winds, and it's a very large orchestra. And it's a long piece, 30 minutes. This is sort of from the middle of it, and it's a slow section.
And the name of the piece again?
It's Messenger.
Messenger is by Jeffrey Stadelman, one of four UW-Madison alumni composers who are here in Madison for a concert, which will include their music tomorrow night. That's Thursday, November 5th, 7:30 at Mills Hall. Free concert featuring the Wisconsin Brass Quintet and the Wingra Woodwind Quintet. And my guests today have been, as I say, all four composers, Andrew Rindfleisch, Paula Matheson, Kevin Ernst, and Jeffrey Stadelman. Welcome, welcome next time you come to town, all four of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Certainly, I'm sure a lot of people will enjoy that concert of your music tomorrow night.